Good day, friends. We come to you with our Bible open to the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, a well-known teaching and one that is cherished by so many who listen to this broadcast today. Before we get into this lesson that'll finish this current series of taking a look at the Word of God, let's go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. If you care to join us and can, feel free to do so. Let us pray. Our Father who hath made heaven and earth, and certainly has made man out of the dust of the ground, breathing into his nostrils the breath of life that man might become a living soul, we come into thy august presence at this time with a sincere desire to hear what thy word has to offer. We are thankful, Father, for so many blessings, the preservation of our lives to this present moment, the restoration of those in our families who probably have been sick, and being with those fathers who are already ill and who need help. Also, the sorrow that comes to a household can be cushioned with the teaching of thy word. May the influence of God's word go into the homes and into the hearts of those who are in sorrow today. And those who are alien sinners who are away from the Lord, we trust that they will hear thy word, believe it, and obey it. May this broadcast be a means of sounding forth the truth into their hearts that will encourage them to turn to the Lord who taketh away the sin of the world. We pray, Father, for our government and governments of the world. We realize so many times we live in turbulent times in which there are many decisions that have to be made. And the condition of peace that constantly is talked about in the world is something we believe, Father, that can only be gained by men first finding peace with thee through obedience to the gospel, making peace with God. And then they'll see clearly, indeed, to make peace with their fellow man. Help us now in this proclamation, and we are thankful for the brethren who have made this series possible. May you bless them, Father, as they carry out thy work in this community, glorifying thy name in what they say and do. This is our humble prayer we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. I want to offer in the final broadcast in this current series a true tribute. And this was brought to my mind some time ago when I was called upon to speak at the passing of a dear sister in the Lord who had been a Christian for well over 50 years. And I was wondering and thinking about her life as I went to the chapel for the service. What could I actually say about this godly woman? And my eyes fell upon the 14th chapter of Revelation, and I began the service by reading the 12th and the 13th verses, where John simply recorded by inspiration, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." And then he goes on to say, "Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works may follow them." I believe this is a tribute to the Christian life and can be looked upon as a true statement that can be offered to those who live godly in Christ Jesus. You know, Christianity is a very interesting thing when we begin to look at how we can follow it, and whether we be young in years or whether we be older in years, it can be applied to our life. I understand when the Scripture teaches that we are to train up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that this puts a very grave responsibility upon the shoulders of the parents who are training their children when they are small. The Word of God in that case seems to operate through the families, through the parents, to the children. And of course, there are others who can offer influence of teaching. But then finally, when that child grows up to teenage area and beyond, the gospel actually becomes something personal to that person's life. The individual now can actually hear the word. He or she can believe it. They can repent of their sins. They can confess with their mouth what they believe in their heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and they can follow that with baptism into Christ. In other words, they can be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, as Peter said in 1 Peter 1:23. The point I'm making is simply this, that there is a tribute that can be offered to God, certainly to the Bible, and even to the lives of those who accept Christ. Solomon said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And also, it is stated by the same writer, "The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness," and the wonderful writing of Proverbs. I'm saying to you on the broadcast today that a life that is lived for Jesus, because that person has obeyed from their heart, not alone initially, but daily in Christian living, that gospel truth, this indeed is a tribute. The record that's offered here is concerning the patience of the saints. That simply means their endurance. Later in the Revelation writing, in Revelation 22:14, the writer simply penned these wonderful words, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and enter in through the gates into the city." So it's a wonderful thing to realize that the endurance that is so necessary is vital to our eternal salvation. And the wonderful thing about this patience and this faith is that this does not depend upon our ability. It does not depend upon the amount of education that we have. As long as one is able to discern what that person can hear or read from the Word of God, then the person has the ability to obey. It is not dependent upon the amount of talent that we have to be faithful unto the Lord until death. So it is in the parable of the talents that's found in that famous 25th chapter of Matthew. The servant that lost his soul didn't lose it because he had one talent. For the servant who had two talents was much less than the servant who had five. But yet the servant who had two talents gained two more. And so his gain was as great as the servant who had five that gained five more. And it was said of both the first servant who had five and the second servant who had two to begin with, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." So as I talked at the funeral service, the memorial service of this dear sister in Christ, I thought of how her endurance throughout the years had encouraged her to keep the commandments of the God and to have faith in Jesus Christ. Because this is a faith that gives us a victory even over the tomb. And as we've told you in past broadcasts, that even death itself cannot sever the relationship that we have spiritually with Jesus Christ that comes strong and wonderful through the patience of the saints, through the keeping of the commandments of God, and through our faith that's in Christ Jesus. John was told to write, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." You know, it's a wonderful thing to realize that even though we have to speak as the Bible speaks, we are also told in 1 Peter 4:11, that if any man minister or any man act for Jesus, let him do it according to the ability that God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified. So I'm wondering, as you think about your life today and as I think about my life today, can we think of our patience? Can we think of our determination to follow his commandments? Can we think of our faith in Christ Jesus as that which makes it possible in daily Christian living for our life to come up as a spiritual worship, a sweet-smelling savor before the nostrils of Almighty God? God's people of the Old Testament, the Israel of old, found themselves to be in trouble because many times they failed to glorify God. It has always been a priority in the mind of God that glory, according to his pattern, is to be received from the subject upon earth to the Heavenly Father. That's the very character of God itself. And I was reading there in 2 Peter, the first chapter, where it was telling how that we were to add to our faith, virtue, and so on, and clear up the charity, telling us that these things be in us and abound, they would make us that we neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally in that chapter, it talks about an entrance into that everlasting kingdom, the kingdom that is in existence now but will be delivered up to the Father, according to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, delivered up by Jesus to the Father when Christ is to come again. The kingdom will never end, as was stated in Daniel 2:44, and when the Lord set it up, it would continue on throughout this earth life. It would then be passed up to the Father, who would actually be recognized as one who was truly in control of that kingdom through those never-ending ages of eternity. So I'm wondering, as you listen today, if there could be a greater tribute paid to the Word of God and paid to your life as a Christian. for it to be said that here is one according to his or her life that have finished their course. They've kept the faith, and the promise of God is that there is laid up for them an eternal crown waiting for those reserved for those in that eternal home. When Christ broke the news to his apostles that he was going to leave them, you can read that in the 14th chapter of John's account of the gospel, he told them to not be afraid, he told them not to be disturbed, not to be alarmed, because just as sure as he was going to leave them, he would come again and receive them unto himself, that where he was, there they could be also. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions or many places. And I'm assured that even though he's directing his remarks here to his apostles, that if we follow the teaching that the apostles have offered, like Paul said, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ, that then there will be prepared also a place for us in that eternal home of the soul. So as you're driving down the road of life today, if you're serving the Lord with this patience and with the keeping of his commandments and with the faith in Jesus Christ, that when you get to that destination, there's not going to be a sign on the motel, so to speak, that says, no vacancy. There has been prepared a place for you, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He's prepared a godly home for those who live godly in Christ Jesus. I want to say then in the waning moments of this broadcast, it's been good to be with you. Look at this tribute. Let it be also that which can be offered to your life. It's been good to be with you on the broadcast. Tell your friends and neighbors about the broadcast. Listen for the time of services of the Church of Christ that brings you this broadcast. And be with us next time as we begin a new series. It'll all be based upon what the Word of God teaches. May God bless us all as we obey his marvelous and his wonderful truth.